over this gentleman right here. Listen.
State your name so we can see.
What's your name?
Kadir.
Okay. Kadir. Listen. God's given you good instincts. And there's someone trying to twist your arm. That you know they're trying to get you to do something. It's not that it's bad or it's just not you. And God says, trust the instincts that I put in you. Stay true to what I've already put in your heart, says God. Okay?
With the newer Yankees hat on, I get back. Why don't you stand up? Because God's calling you out this weekend, man. I just see you in a car with the gas pedal down as far as it'll go, and the wheels are just spinning. And that's the way it's felt like. Like you just can't get traction. Like you get a little bit of momentum in life, and it just like then it dies. And you just can't get anything going, and it's like what in the world? I'm pushing the gas. The engine's running. Like what in the world? And I see Jesus standing at the back of that car holding it up, the wheels off the ground. And he just says, I just want to get in the car. He's like, could you just stop for a second and let me in the car? And he's not mad at you. He's laughing at the ridiculousness of you trying to drive without him in the car. He's not mad. This is a time right now, like this minute, to make it for you to make that decision right now, that life forever from this point forward is just going to be about him. And everywhere I go, I want him in the car. I don't want him just not getting in my way. Right, so it's one thing to say, God, I'm going to go do this. Will you help me? It's a whole other thing to be like, God, what do you want me to do? I don't want to build my thing. What are you doing? I want to go with you. Right? That's a different mentality and a different way to live your life. And it's a total different orientation about how you think about yourself. And it begins with, I think, tonight, you on your own just deciding, settling that issue in your heart once for all. I'm not going anywhere without it. And I want you in the car with me, and to settle that, and to say, and to picture yourself when you're 100 years old, still walking with the Lord. And once that thing clicks in your heart, you're going to get traction. Because God's got stuff for you to do. He's on the move. He's got stuff for you to do. He's got people for you to rescue. And he's not impatient, but he's ready to go. And so I think that's what this is about. You get called out. It's just settling that.